Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:16 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday, May 22nd. Partly cloudy, hot, humid, 30% chance of rain, near record heat, highs of 91. Looking ahead to the rest of the weekend, no surprise, hot and humid tomorrow, near record heat. Sunday, 40% chance for showers, otherwise hot and humid. And then Memorial Day, of course, a 50% chance for showers, turning breezy and hot and humid. Mike Dettillier joins us now, our friend. Good to talk to you again. Mike, how you been?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's start with this NFL thing, because I'm confused with this onside kick. I thought they voted for this in March, or voted on it. Wellington Mara said, or whatever Mara we're on now, that it's like, what are we, the XFL? Do we need these gimmicks, et cetera? And basically, if you would, Mike, explain to people what the rule change would be, please.
Well, instead of an onside kick, you would have an opportunity on a basically... you got to get 15 yards for a first down.
So that's fourth and 15, kind of like. Right?
It'd be basically, you got a one-shot chance at it at a fourth and 15 to do it. So I agree with people kind of old school with this.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to reinvent the rule? I mean, you really, I don't get it at all. But again, it's been brought up a number of times. There is some movement in some quarters by some of the younger owners in this league to try to move this forward because it hasn't been successful on onside kicks. My only thing about it is all they got to do is watch the last about 4.5 minutes of the Saints-Falcons game on Thanksgiving night to see if that onside kick doesn't work.
And
the Falcons pulled it off three times, actually got it twice, but actually pulled it off three times.
But weren't there two games? Or wasn't there a game before that or after as well we struggled with it?
No, but it was that one for sure in Atlanta.
Okay.
Man, did they have some difficulties that night with it. So, again, it's the NFL trying to appease or trying to get another look at this. I don't know if this is going to pass or not.
I hope not. I'm with you.
In a world of fantasy football and everything else, you could understand how they're playing up to it. It really is. But again, you're trying to reinvent the wheel here.
It puts a top athlete in the world in a position of doing something relatively simple, and it's all about performing under pressure, right? And that's what I love about it. It's a crucible, and I guess people don't.
It does do that, and also, too, it keeps your interest late in games where they feel as though a lot of people today, maybe of a younger generation, their attention span is not going to be on a full game but watches games on highlights and everything else. Now, if you're a gambler or you got fantasy football coin on the line, it keeps you watching. You know what I mean?
I
mean,
it
does.
I hear you exactly.
It does do that part. And they say they don't play to that. The NFL, come on. They play to it as much as any sport around.
Wherever the money is, follow the money, right?
Follow the money, absolutely. So we'll see what happens with that particular vote or not. And there is a little bit of a groundswell for it, so we'll see.
Well, I hope not. Personally, I hope not. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with voluntary on-campus activities. I don't know exactly how you're defining voluntary activities, and how do you make that fair for everybody in every conference and every state in terms of everybody competing at the top level for the national championship. 6:20, more when we come back. Time now, traffic, WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier about this NFL rule change proposed where they would replace an onside kick by giving the kicking team a chance to go for a first down on 4th and 15, I guess, from the same yard line, the 35.
From the 25.
About, 25, and
from
if not
the 25-yard line. Also to a sky official they're going to vote on, too. So they muddy the waters more and more each time they voted against that, you know, offensive pass interference situation. That was one and done. But now they're going to vote on the possibility of a sky official. I think the first and 15 got a better chance to pass than the sky official.
Well, what is that supposed to be, a sky official?
I mean, somebody kind of independent of the crew would take a look at things on the field of an obvious miss of a call.
Could they call a penalty? In other words, in real
they
time?
They could buzz down and say, yeah, that sort of thing.
It'd have to be a
so
big flag.
Didn't they just kind of rule on all this a few months back and kind of do away with the what they say is the natural part of, listen, you're going to have mistakes on the field by players and coaches. You're going to have mistakes by a referee. Now they're bringing in the fact that you could potentially have a sky official become a mediator with all this.
A younger football fan texts in, apparently, only 6% of onside kicks are successful. Maybe we, the younger generation, want to see something that has a greater chance of succeeding rather than watch something almost always fail. I guess it's one way to look at it. I just like the idea.
Listen, it's good to be young.
It is. It is good to be young. Let's talk about voluntary workouts on college campuses. What is that going to look like? What's voluntary? How do you make it equitable for everybody?
Well, what you're going to do is work out with the strength and conditioning coach. Because of NCAA rules, you know, you're limited on the amount of time you spend with the coaches. But you can work out with the strength and conditioning coaches. So that's what's going to happen starting June 1st at LSU. And basically, listen, the Southeast Conference is playing. I hate to break everybody the news, and it is good news, but they're playing football in the fall. So this is the start of it, that they're gonna do this. They're going to test them. Temperature, everybody, as they get on. But this is basically the workouts in the summer. Like for LSU, it's going to be with Tommy Moffitt. He's going to be in charge of it. And you better come in shape, man. I know one thing. Tommy's he's one of the best in the business, and he's going to get you in shape. If you're not, you know, you're going to be trailing the field. So, you know, what happens in the Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10, you know, that's going to be up to them. But SEC is rolling.
And, pardon me, I'm sorry, the FBS continues to go on, the college championship?
As far as I know, listen, Tommy, I think everything is set to roll for the fall. Now, how it'll look in the stands is going to be different, I would assume. But again, you know, we haven't quite crossed that yet, but you know, you would think, especially early on, that the possibility that I don't see how college. I know the NFL would play in front of an empty stadium. I mean, it doesn't matter to them who's in the stands or not. You know, that TV money is rolling in at such a high level that they're going to play. And again, that's going to be a decision to be made down the line. But you may see some games played with nobody in the stands. Already the NFL is talking about piping you know, crowd noise, everything else into the stadium. So they've already walked down that aisle before. They could care less. You know, they don't want to break any type of TV situation. They want that money. How college football will look without that is another story. Everything rolling in that direction that come fall time, we're going to have football.
Let's hope. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Hi, Mike Dettelier, our friend, WWL NFL college football and NFL and college football analyst. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Joe Cantor, assistant state health officer, coronavirus trends in Louisiana, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.